Good morning. My guest this morning is Michelle Luna, the Executive Director of Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. So we are going to be talking about a gourmet walk in the woods.
Yes, we're bringing back a popular event that had been replaced by our Art in the Park event for a few years. And we're very excited about it this year. We've got some great sponsors and
So how does it work?
So guests arrive in the picnic area at Armstrong Redwoods State Natural Reserve, and then that's where they start with their first station, where they have some appetizers and some champagne, and or non-alcoholic beverages will also be available at each station. And then they begin their walk down the Pioneer Nature Trail, and the next stop is at the Burbank Circle, where they will again get more appetizers and a taste of wine that is paired specifically to go with it. And there will be music along the trail as well. We have some musicians that will be at each station playing some nice, peaceful music. And then the next stop will be the Colonel Armstrong Tree. And again, same sort of thing, music and food and wine. And then they end up in the Historic Forest Theater. And in the theater, we'll actually have a full-piece band on stage. We'll have more food and wine pairing. But in addition to that, we'll also have some art booths and a wonderful auction with dessert and coffee and tea if people would like that at the end. And it's going to be a fabulous event. It's always exciting, and people really love it. They love being able to stroll through the park and with family and friends, and it's something unique.
Well, it gives people the opportunity to inhabit the park. Usually you go to Armstrong Woods and walk down the trails and look around and read a sign or two, and that's it. But here, it's a piece of your life.
Yes, it's wonderful. And we are very fortunate to have a lot of the restaurants in town donating food, and certainly some of our favorite wineries providing wine for the event and beer. We're also going to have beer pairing as well. I think it's going to be wonderful, and we're hoping people will come on out and support us.
Are lots and lots of people going to Armstrong Woods these days?
Oh, yes. Armstrong Woods is a very popular place, as it's always been, but I think there's been even a more heightened sense of just coming to a place that is, peaceful, but also, if it's hot, getting away from the heat.
Exactly.
But also just enjoying the wonderful trees. The picnic area has been voted best picnic area for over 5 years in a row. So it's a great place for people to come with their family and friends and enjoy. It's been almost to the point where we're having to really think about what the carrying capacity of that park is.
Yes, because, right.
We've done a lot of work in the last few years to help keep people on the trails so they're not impacting the understory plants and the redwoods themselves as well.
Are you at all worried about our current administration taking the park and turning it into a parking lot or something like that?
No, I think our state parks are pretty well protected. We certainly have some concerns about some of the national parks, and the national monuments right now are being looked at. We are going to be doing some letter writing and some support to make sure that nothing happens to those amazing areas.
As California, we have a certain amount of clout, I do believe.
Yes, we believe so, too. We're banking on that. In fact, there's some new legislation where state legislature is looking at, making sure that they have first right of refusal on any lands that might potentially be, put on the market. So, I know that our governor and our legislators are well aware of how important it is as well.
Right. Thank you very much, Michelle. Let's tell people that this gourmet walk in the woods at Armstrong is Saturday, July 22nd. From noon to 4 p.m., just a nice afternoon. For information and tickets, on the telephone, 869-9177, online, stewardscr.org. Does that do it?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks again.
Thank you much as well.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.